This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lickety split. All right. Mark Ryan, by the way, comes your way at 6 o'clock, 1 hour from now. It's hour number 4. Mike not here. I'm Jeff. Rico there. Bobby David right there. And that was Tom the Gov Milliken. So, Rico, get it together. Pull it together.
Who says that as an adult?
I've known Rico for 20 years. I've never seen him laugh like this. Lickety split.
Oh, man.
You good? How about one more
David
time?
Just added it
get
to
it
my
out
board.
Of your system. There we go. All right, 5 o'clock. We got Michigan, Michigan State just around the corner. If you want to hear about U.S.-Canada hockey, we talked about that. We talked about Izzo. Is Dusty May catching Izzo? Is there going to be a changing of the guard? We talked about that. Anything you want to hear, check out the Odyssey Rewind function on the Odyssey app. But Rico, all this week, all anybody wanted to talk about was national anthems. Right. And the Canadians booing the U.S. national anthem. And then you heard a smattering of boos yesterday. The Boston fans booing the Canadian national anthem. You have an aggressive idea of how this all stops.
Well, this all started because the Yankees to go full circle. New York Yankees finally, after 49 years, changed their policy. Because I used to ask Mike all the time, what is the big deal about facial hair? Well, we're an upstanding organization, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, it's a beard. Like, it's no big deal. It doesn't affect how you hit a ball, how you throw a pitch. But the Yankees, you were not allowed. You had to be clean shaven, no facial hair whatsoever. Today, they rescinded that and said, you know what? You can have a well-groomed beard.
Yes.
But it's like they talked to former players, and I guess they all were like, this was ridiculous. We hated this rule. Can we just do away with it? So Hal is like, it's gone. Change the rule just like that. And I, because it's like, honestly, if I'm a ball player, that would have been a deal breaker for me. Like, I'll just go play for the Mets because I'm not shaving to go play for
every
this team.
Every day.
Right, to go play for this team. So then it got to the point where, you know, what's something else that it's a rule for it, but there's really no sense to do this. Like, why do we do this? We only do it because of tradition. And tradition, and I'll give him full credit, is Jim Costa. Tradition is just being held hostage by dead people. That's what tradition is, okay? And it got to the point where everybody's booing the national anthems, the Canadian national. Can we just do away with national anthems before games? It's not to say that you're un-American or you're not patriotic. It's like, it's the only time that we do this. I go see Captain America. Before the movie, we're not sitting up singing the national anthem. And that's Captain America. Okay? Not before a concert.
Dylan Larkin?
No, just.
Oh, sorry.
Just, we don't, do we need to? And I'll even compromise. Okay, you do it once opening weekend for opening day or for NFL, wherever. And then let's just play the game. I don't understand why we have to do this all the time, especially now with everybody booing it. How about we just go away with it? Because this is the only time. You go to church, David. Do you guys start off with the national anthem at church?
Not at all.
Okay, you don't. You go to your favorite restaurant. You don't have to sing.
But you're
the
not
going to
ask about temple.
I'm going to try to change that this Sunday and see what they do to me.
Right. You sit down before the way. Hey, can I? Before we take your order, we need you to stand up and sing the anthem. Like, why can't we just get rid of it?
Well, they do the Pledge of Allegiance in school still, right? Do they? Do they not?
They don't do that everywhere.
Oh, they don't?
No.
I think they do it in my kid's school. I could totally
be wrong.
They
do it in mine. Well, same district. So
all right. So there could be two different ways you want to go here, though. You can comment on Rico's national anthem thought, right? Get rid of it, keep it.
Or is it just something else?
Right, but the other thing, with the Yankees getting rid of the whole facial hair policy, what else in sports needs the change? What else in sports do you need to get rid of? But I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, we do it just because we've done it. And that, to me, was the Yankees' policy. They did it just because that's how we always have done
right.
it. Didn't make any sense. They just did it for 49 years.
So I've always wondered why the national anthem at the start of sporting events. I always wondered it. And, you know, whether it's Colin Kaepernick and the kneeling or whether it's booing the national anthem, the Canadians to the American national anthem. I've always thought the same thing. You know how many games I've gone to? You know how many games you've gone to? And you'll look around when the national anthem is being played. You know what people are doing? They're looking on their phone or they're going to the bathroom or they're buying a hot dog. That's what people are doing. So if you got rid of it, I would have no issue. Now, I have no issue with booing the national anthem either. You could do what you got to do.
Right, but
I
got
no issue with that.
It wouldn't affect the game one bit, one iota.
Do people look forward to the national anthem? Now, in a tournament like we just saw, when you got four countries, the national anthems are a nice touch for sure. And the players, I think, like it because they're patriotic.
Okay, but here's the thing. The winner at the end, that's what they're playing. As they're going out to get the trophy and the medals and all of that, you play your national anthem of whatever country you're from.
And they did that.
See, that it's a purpose. It's a point to that. But just every single time, because that's just how we've done things, that's just something that, to me, it's kind of like that Yankees rule. I don't know why we do it, and we could probably do without it.
And they finally got rid of it. And again, if you have a different thing about sports that you think should just change because there's no reason to do it anymore, 248-539-9797. However, I'm stealing David's job one more time. I'm sorry, David, because I got the ticket tech screen up and it pops up. And it says the following, wrong. It's to honor those that serve and those that have served. Why at a sporting event?
Right. And why is this that, why not? If you're going to do that, then tell me why don't you honor them at a Broadway show?
Right, you don't
why don't
do it
you honor them at a movie? Why don't you honor them wherever, at a restaurant? Why don't you honor them wherever? It's like, why just a sporting event? And no one can ever answer that. You just do it. Okay, but why?
People talk about the national anthems like they're special, and they truly are, obviously. And by the way, when you see a great rendition of a national anthem, like if you go to a Bruins game when they sing the national anthem, it's really good, right? O Canada is a very beautiful song. When done right, it's an enjoyable experience. But if they get rid of the anthems, I don't think the majority of people would care.
Or even if you just did it for a big event like the Super Bowl. Okay, I get it. But do you really need it for a Titans-Saints game? Huh?
I don't. As far as other things to get rid of in sports, what else you got?
Well, what you got?
I got something.
Okay.
I'll tell you next. How about that?
Oh.
That's right. 97 won the ticket.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.